Finally, I learnt about Abel's, a local removal firm whose work is international. I'm talking to John Watson today, who's managing director of Abel's. John, when was Abel's formed and what is your line of business?
Abel's started in 1958, and it was started by the Abel's family, and they were auctioneers in Watton. During the course of auctions, obviously there was goods to get to people's homes that were being sold at auctions. So one thing grew from another, one van and then another van. And before they know it, they had a moving company.
So how many vans have you got now?
At the moment we've got 22 trucks in total, and that's a mixture of small vans all the way through to the great big articulated lorries you see on the roads.
Right. Yeah. And so, removals. Do you do other things than removals?
Yes, we do. I mean, removals is our core business. And from the skills that we've developed through our removals business, of our staff handling fine pieces of furniture and perhaps fine pieces of art, we've developed in handling a whole range of products that you would find either in someone's home or, as we'll hopefully speak about shortly, in hotels. Interestingly, it takes between 3 and 5 years for one of our staff to serve their apprenticeship with us.
Really?
To learn the skill of being a removal man.
So this is packing individual things and putting them in the vans and this sort of thing?
Yes, the skills of not just packing perhaps a fine piece of crystal, but there's different skills in packing a piece to move it, what we term as domestically in the UK, or indeed we're an international business as well, so we're moving clients all over the world. And the skills to pack that same piece to prepare it to be shipped over the world are quite different. Different levels of protection, different procedures and processes that we have to adopt to move something on a global basis.
And I suppose really, coming from auctioneers, this is the knowledge of fine art and this sort of thing, but you mentioned in passing, you know, a big job you were involved in a few years ago, which was, people will have heard of the Savoy Hotel in London, and you got involved with when they did their re-establishment of it. I've got the wrong word. When they did it up, in other words.
Yes. I mean, the terminology in the trade is a refurbishment.
Yes.
And of course, the Savoy, being one of the great hotel icons of the world,
exactly.
very well known, sitting on the Strand in London, had never ever really gone through a major refurbishment and overhaul since it was built. So way back in the mid-2000s, I think it was 2004-2005, we were invited by a group called Fairmont Hotels, who were owners of, were operators of the hotel, mm-hmm. the Savoy, if we would get involved in helping them with the test rooms.
Now,
but the hotel closed just after Christmas, mm-hmm. of either 2007-2008. Now, the majority of the furniture that went into the rooms after the rooms were reconstructed and completely restyled was new.
Yeah.
However, the Savoy is also a protected listed building, and it was in Art Deco style.
Yes.
So many of the rooms had original Art Deco features within them, and those features also consisted of pieces of furniture.
Yes.
Now that furniture had to be protected during construction.
I see, yes.
And specialists were used to refurbish restore, should I say.
Yes.
That furniture in those rooms. So many of the rooms kept the original features.
So were you having to go in and protect artefacts, or were you moving them out?
They remained in situ during
yeah.
the course of the construction, and the construction company of course had to protect those while they were building around them. Now the challenges of course of a hotel such as the Savoy, when you're putting new furniture in, are quite demanding. many people don't relate the moving industry to perhaps a profession as such. The skills that we use in the moving industry are very much the whole range of skills you'll find in industry. So from the office in terms of customer service, customer care, information technology. And then we've got the vehicles, which are very modern, high-tech, and then what we call air ride suspension, so it gives the client's goods a very smooth ride. So when we're doing a project like the Savoy, that brings a whole new range of skills in as well, because we're having to manage products coming from around the world, very high value products indeed, and some of them are one-off pieces.
Yes.
So the importance of handling that correctly, when it's probably taken 9 months to procure it in the first place, are so important. Now the challenge at the Savoy, apart from the logistical side of warehousing and transporting, was that during the construction phases we had to install furniture in rooms that had been finished while construction continued. So we were trying to manage a project whilst painters and decorators, electricians, plumbers, carpenters were all working around us.
Yeah.
Not only that, we couldn't use the internal lifts of the building because they had not yet been installed, nor could we use the staircases because there were too many people working on the staircases. So what we had to do is we had to use the construction company's outside elevators, temporary elevators, that were bolted to the side of the building.
Which they were using for just moving bricks and planks,
exactly.
Rough stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then what had happened, on every other floor of the Savoy, windows had been left out of bedrooms. We then had to hoist them up on cranes, up into the elevators, up the elevators, off the elevators, along the scaffolding, through the windows, through that bedroom that is not yet constructed, along corridors and mazes, eventually to the main room that was going into.
Yeah.
Then we could hand it over to another team who were already in the bedroom but dressed in protective clothing because the room had been finished.
Another members of your own team?
Other members of the team who had protection on their feet, white gloves on their hands, because once we unpacked the product, we couldn't risk staining it after we'd been through all that maze, because the guys that are going through the maze, of course, they're using industrial gloves on their hands, which you know can get very dirty, but of course the product's protected with cardboard and bubble wrap and things. So once we get it to the room, we hand it over to a team who are what we term as clean. They will then unpack it inside the room with the door closed so it's dust free. And then unpack it, build it and set it up in the bedroom.
The logistics of this are enormous. I mean, it must have used a lot of your teams.
Yeah, we had teams on site for 9 months. Because it's probably well documented, the Savoy did get behind schedule. But of course, to no one's fault, is my understanding, a project of that size that's never been undertaken before in a hotel that was built in excess of 100 years ago, they're going to find issues and problems within that. I mean, you know, from the plumbing to the wiring to the walls, you know, and so on. So
and it is grade 2 listed, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yes, which everyone knows cause all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
It's not like you know, turning over a Holiday Inn or something like that.
And of course, they wanted to get it right because it's not going to be remodeled or refurbished again in a hurry.
No.
The project was many millions. It's documented somewhere as to the whole value of the project. The hotel, of course, is owned by a member of the Saudi royal family, I believe. So it was a very prestigious project to be involved in and very satisfying for the team that took place. We didn't damage a single item in the whole process, which to us was very important.
Absolutely, that's your business, isn't it?
And any schedule that our client wanted us to meet as an installer, we met to the letter. Because what's not known about Abel's after we did the Savoy is that we've been installing hotels for many years, quietly in the background.
Yes.
In many of the listeners today have stayed in a travel inn or a travel lodge or a Marriott hotel,
yes,
or the Hilton hotels in,
yes,
London and so on, it's likely that at some point they've stayed in hotels where Abel's have installed the furniture.
Well, I mean, what I was thinking that maybe that you were moving, just moving things out and holding it and storing, mm-hmm, it, but it was much, much more.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'll have to close then because it's been so interesting. Mm-hmm. Thank you very
much
indeed, John.
My pleasure indeed.
That's the end of this edition. With thanks to all our contributors, goodbye from all of us. ¶¶